Good morning. It's May 11th, and welcome to the Mayor's Health Roundtable, and we'll start off with opening comments from Mayor Perry.
Good afternoon to all. Once again, for participating in this call as we talk to all the healthcare professionals in the community and bring the community up to speed on what's going on with COVID-19 here. It was a nice, quiet weekend. There were no new cases. I hope everybody enjoyed their Mother's Day yesterday. It was nice to have a bit of a break. So we've got updates for you today, and I think I heard Chantel is on the line. So Chantel, I'll hand it over to you.
Thank you, Mayor Perry. Today we are announcing another positive case for our area, which brings our total to 65 cases. The individual is a resident of the extended care in Timmins. She was tested on May 7th as part of the COVID-19 surveillance testing in long-term care homes. She is in her 70s and is in self-isolation time. As per ministry guidelines, when one resident or one employee of a long-term care facility is positive for COVID-19, an outbreak is declared within the institution. So the Porcupine Health Unit has declared an outbreak at extended care in Timmins due to this positive result. So at this time, we have conducted over 3,400 COVID tests in our region. 228 of those are pending, so we're awaiting results, and 49 of those are resolved, which leaves us with 11 active cases in our area. We have also received testing results for 612 residents and 763 employees in 8 of our 10 long-term care facilities throughout the district. They have been tested for COVID-19 for a total of 1,375 tests so far completed. As mentioned before, the Government of Ontario has given us a deadline of May 15th to complete the testing. So the long-term care facilities are working well to be able to meet this deadline. They have done some excellent work, and we will have them all completed by then. We are also supporting the coordination of testing in our early child care centers for emergency child care centers. So 6 out of the 7 centers have done some testing, and we have 37 employees so far tested. We will continue to monitor for the results of the test not yet received. We are able to declare some of our outbreaks in the region over. So Timmins and District Hospital, the Spruce Hill Lodge, and St. Mary's Gardens are no longer in outbreak status. So that has been completed. So we, at this time, we have the Golden Manor, South Centennial Manor, and now Extended Care in outbreak mode. Like Ontario, the number of new cases within the health unit area is on a downward trend, but we need to keep it this way. We need to continue to work together to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Now is not the time to let up on the public health precautions that have been in place for the last few weeks that have contributed to this downward trend. We, as businesses are opening and conservation areas and parks are opening for day use, it is very important that our community members, our community partners work together to continue to implement those recommendations. Again, we need to stay home as much as possible. We need to limit trips to the stores, send only one member per family to run the errands when possible, wash your hands frequently, and maintain a physical distance of 2 meters between individuals when in the store or out in the community. If you are not well, please stay home. It is very important to remember this. This is one of the most important public health measures that we can implement. If you're not feeling well, please do not go out of your home. We are still looking at increasing our testing, so please, if anyone has any symptoms, call your doctor, your nurse practitioner, your primary care provider, or the Porcupine Health Unit for a referral to the assessment centers. We do have some assessment centers in our communities, although an appointment is necessary. So we are continuing to test as stores are opening and things are, as some of the restrictions are lifting, we do expect an increase in cases, and testing will help us make sure we are monitoring that closely so that we put we identify any positive cases and put those public health measures in place. Our COVID line is open today from 9 to 5 p.m. You can call the 1-800 number or the PHU office in your community. And just so you know, our EPI reports for data from last week up to Friday, May 8th, will be published on our website this afternoon at about 1 o'clock. So you can go there to see some of the data that's specific to the Porcupine Health Unit region. Stay well, stay home, and stay positive.
Thank you, Chantel. Next, we'll go to Blaise McNeil with Simmons and District Hospital.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, and all the folks on the call. The World Health Organization proclaimed 2020 the year of the nurse and midwife in honor of the 200th birthday of Florence Nightingale. This designation aims to celebrate the history, achievements, and highlight the challenges faced by nurses. I don't think anyone could have imagined the impacts of COVID-19 pandemic during 2020. Despite these unprecedented times, the nurses in our community have continued to show why this designation is greatly deserved. While our community experiences great change, the tireless dedication to patients' care shown by nurses has remained constant. Today marks the first day of Nursing Week in Ontario. As the President and CEO of Timmins and District Hospital, I want to take a moment to commend the efforts of registered nurses, registered practical nurses, and nurse practitioners at the hospital and in our community. Your ever-loving to patient care is more important than ever. Even in the most difficult of circumstances, the nurses in our community continue to show immeasurable strength and compassion. We cannot thank you enough for your hard work. We are relieved to be able to share the news that the outbreak declared at Timmins and District Hospital is over. The hospital remains committed to the safety and well-being of patients, staff, and physicians. Precautionary measures in place, including screening at all patient entrances, visitor restriction, and the masking of all patients attending the hospital, remains in effect. While this is positive news, it is important that as a community, we don't take this as a reason to relax on the public health measures in place. It's important that we do everything we can to support our healthcare workers and physicians by making this pandemic as short as possible. The health of our community, healthcare sector, and frontline workers depends on us all staying the course together. We're asking you all to please stay safe, stay home unless it's for essential travel, and please wash your hands often. Thank you.
All right, thank you for that. Next, we'll go to the media for questions for the Timmins and District Hospital or the Porcupine Health Unit. All right, hearing none, then we'll go to Brian Marks with the Cochrane DSAS.
Good afternoon. Thanks, Dave. Busy weekend for EMS. Over the course of the weekend, there were 42 calls, 23 in Timmins. 16 of those 23 failed the screening. Paramedics continue to provide services at assessment centers as required. I'd just like to remind people that if they do have to call 911 and they're able to, please answer the screening questions as appropriately as possible to help our medics prepare to attend the sites. In terms of food security, Friday through Sunday, 176 meals were distributed between the First Baptist Church and the Lord's Kitchen. And the homeless numbers remain relatively similar at all three sites. McIntyre at 20, Northern College at 28, Living Space at 8. I'd also like to take this opportunity to let people know that anyone in need of an emergency food hamper can call 211 and get registered for home delivery of a food box. For more information about community services in general, people should check the 211 site or call 211. And for grocery store home deliveries, they can contact the Anti-Hunger Coalition of Timmins, and they can do that at 705-288-9701. And before ending my update, I'd like to echo Blaze's sentiments, and on behalf of the board and all the employees of the DSAP, particularly the medics who work closely with nurses, and extend our appreciation for all that they do, both the current nurses and also those who are retired. Thanks very much.
All right, thank you, Brian. Next, we'll go to Chief Loughran.
Thank you, Dave. Good afternoon, everybody. Just a couple of quick items from my perspective. I first of all want to give a shout out to all the emergency responders, hospital people, volunteers, all those who are working on the front lines and doing a great job for a number of weeks now as we go through COVID-19. I also want to put to bed, as it relates to the Timmins fire ban, the Ontario fire ban, there was yesterday an outdated link that comes from 2018 that was shared by social media, and no pun intended, but it's spreading like wildfire throughout the, not only Timmins, but the region. We've had 20 or 30 calls this morning at the fire hall, number of calls from other municipalities, but the I want to remind people that the province-wide restricted fire zone issued by the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry on April 3rd, 2020. It remains in effect until further notice. It has not been lifted here in Timmins. This applies to all Crown and private land within the municipality, as well as provincial parks, conservation areas, and it's really put in place as a proactive measure to ensure emergency response capacity is maintained during these uncertain times. And one of the big reasons that we do this daily noon call is to avoid hearsay and information that is not correct. So again, social media is a valuable tool, but again, be very, very careful when you're going to read something and then press the share button to share it. It was quite evident on that news release that it was from August of 2018 and not from May of 2020. And again, I would ask that all residents remain patient as we move through these difficult times, and as always, verify the source of information. And these noon hour press conferences are the way to do that. Again, thanks very much.
All right, thank you, Chief. Next, we'll go back to the media for any further questions. Okay, hearing none, then we'll go to Mayor Perry with some closing remarks today.
Thanks very much, as always, to those that are out in the community working with us on a daily basis. I know we've had one case in extended care, and that causes it to an outbreak there to be declared, but within the community this weekend, we've had some great news with the outbreaks being declared over at Spruce Hill Lodge and St. Mary's and Timmins District Hospital. And I know Blaze is on the line, and I just want to congratulate everybody there for the tremendous amount of hard work and effort it takes to manage a complicated facility and do it as successfully as you are. I also want to say have a shout out after our press conference on Friday. Our own Golden Manor announced that the individual that had tested positive there, I presume was a false positive because they've had two negative tests since that time. And as such, I'd expect the outbreak to be lifted there shortly as well in St. Mary's and in the Golden Manor. Again, my unending gratitude and compliments to the professional staff there. Just a tremendously job well done. Job well done. I know that there's individuals on the conference here this afternoon that were just on conference with this where it was announced through Newmont and MNP and the Venture Center, the various programs that are designed to help the non-essential services. Again, wonderful to have community partners like this that make our community a wonderful place to live in. The heavy lifting on that job was certainly done by the
Chamber of Commerce and partnership with the BAA and Timmins Economic Development Corporation. So all people pulling together to get the job done. I'm sure, I mean, it's 2020, the 200th anniversary of Florence Nightingale. I'm sure there's some out there in the EMS service and nurses that over this last 8 weeks may feel that they've aged 200 years. It's been that type of process. It's been that type of thing that we're going through. But hats off to everybody and sincerest appreciation across the district, please, for working so hard and so diligently. On the home front, the conversations with the Timmins Police Service Board this morning, no major incidents. The only incident was the TPS stopped and there was six people waiting to get food, I guess, at Lemon Cafe instead of the five, but that perhaps speaks to the quality of the food at the Lemon Cafe and how cold it was outside. But once again, the community continues to demonstrate that they know how to get do things properly to work through this crisis. It also is a police week, and they'll have a modified police week this week. You'll see various announcements out there in the public regarding that. So there is a media release, I think, that was put up this morning. And for the Timmins Police Service, that's their logo, in case you don't know that, but that's what it is. And once again, we know we've got a tremendously dedicated and strong professional police service that we're all proud of. Finally, we can go through this and we can look at our lives as either a glass half full or a glass half empty. We know it was mental health last week. We know we try to persuade people to look at life and look at these circumstances as a glass half full. So I want to read something to you from a 10-year-old youngster. He's a fine young gentleman. I'll look your eye and give you a firm handshake on how he sees COVID-19. He realizes it's definitely a glass half full. And it's Caleb Brazzo. He was asked, and he said, "I think it's time like this that are a blessing in disguise, because everyone's gotten more time to spend with their family. And as much as many have gotten sick, I'm sorry to hear that many sadly have passed away, but I'm happy to hear that some people have recovered and some people are getting lots of good things out of this." So, 10-year-old gentleman, it was certainly an outlook on life that's glass half full. And it's the only way to go through life. You've got to be looking at it on a go-forward basis and how we can get through this together. So thanks very much, young Mr. Brazzo, for providing those remarks. Very much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Peary, and once again, thanks to the media for helping us get the news out.